Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Really excited to have you listening to the podcast this week. Also, excited for Nate Holler to be joining me. Nate, how's it going, man?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. You're like the guy that I've been trying to get. It's like, I don't know if you remember or not. You might be too young, but when David Letterman tried to get Oprah on his show and he just kept, you know, doing it ain't Oprah till it's Oprah. Well, it ain't Nate Holler till it's... I don't know how we've missed each other. How are you?
I know.
You're up in Canada taking a bit of time away from Nashville right now because of something pretty special going on.
Yeah, I've been up in Toronto. I got a new nephew, so I'm hanging out with him and just working on some stuff while I'm here as well, and excited about this new single. So it's been a wild time.
This will determine whether we continue talking or not. Your nephew is brand new. How old?
He just turned one.
Okay, so for his 1 year old birthday, Did you get him Leafs stuff?
Leafs stuff? I got him. I didn't actually.
That's good.
We're good.
We're friends now. Then.
Okay. Perfect. That would have been a very quick interview.
Yeah, that's it. That's why we never talk. Yeah.
No, I got him a tiny little ATV, and I don't know how my sister and my brother-in-law feel about it, but I think he's going to have fun on it.
Man, you're going to be the cool uncle, aren't you? Yeah, that's like staking your claim right there. There's no way you're not the cool uncle.
I also, I don't want to be the crazy uncle, though. I just want to be the cool guy who, you know, gets him a nice little gift every once in a while. I don't want to spoil him either. So it's really tough being an uncle.
Well, especially, but it's you're in a good position because, right, you can give him a inappropriate present or appropriate, depending.
Right.
I don't know.
That's
I'm not
right.
judging. And then you can just fly off to Nashville. You know, it's like, oh, look, I'm the cool uncle. I flew in, got you something cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
You're getting him a pellet gun at five. I already know. Like it's there. It's
that's it. Yeah, the video games that his mom won't let him play. I'm doing it. I have to.
Oh man. But we all have crazy uncles, though. You're right. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be the crazy uncle.
No, you don't want to be like people are questioning whether you're going to get invited to Christmas that year. That's I don't want that. That doesn't sound good.
That's funny. All right, so you started this whole music journey a long time ago by being a band member, right? Like, did you start with the Reklaws, or were you doing other bands before that?
I was playing with Kira Isabella for like 6 or 7 years. So when I was like 14, I met this guy Zubin, who I still talk to. He's like a mentor of mine. And I could barely play guitar, honestly. And he started teaching me guitar. We started writing songs together, and he was music directing for Kira. So he was like, look, if you can learn these parts, these guitar parts and harmonies in like 3 months, you can come on the road. So that was kind of how I got into the country scene. And it was the best, like playing with her was amazing. And then I ended up meeting my music director, Callum, who was working with the Reklaws. And then ended up playing with the Reklaws too. And I actually lived with Stu for a while and Callum. That's kind of how I got my start. I breezed through it pretty quick though, because there was about 10 years of playing.
But obviously you can't tell everybody, you know, everything you did, but, Kira would have been good. I love Kira, just so you know, this is not a knock against her, but you would have to learn pretty quick to be good because she would tell you, right?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, and Zubin's quite he's amazing and he's so helpful. He helped me so much learning the parts, but there was no time. You had to be good to go.
So there's no way you and I have not been in the same room together at some point.
I guarantee we have. Yeah. 100%.
Cause I've seen Kira and I've definitely seen the Reklaws and stuff, but I was trying to figure that out before you called today. Cause I'm like, I know we've never had an official podcast or interview, but I know we've been in the same room at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, but how small the industry ends up, especially in just country, like ends up being, you end up seeing, and, you know, chatting with all the same people and even musicians. Like there's only so many in Canada, and it's pretty cool. It's a cool little community. So
10 years,
I'm sure we crossed paths.
10 years of traveling across the country. Oh wait, before I get to that, I have another question.
Yeah.
How did you ever escape living with Stu with any liver left? I just want to know, like, are you must have a medical genius or something that works.
I don't know what happened. We definitely got through our beers. We had this thing. I'm actually standing in our backyard right now, and we had this thing called Cowboy Campfire Saturdays, which was basically we would just see how many beers we could drink next to a fire that we had in Toronto. We had good times, but I held my own, I think. I don't know. We tried to balance it. We put a gym in the garage.
Okay. So gym Fridays.
You know, work, sweat out. Yeah. Cowboy Campfire Saturdays. That's right. I don't know why we called it that. I think we put the most denim we had in our closet on and a cowboy hat.
I think you should trademark that and make it a thing.
On stage, roll out a fire and
maybe
and just do a couple.
Oh, that's you could do a tour. Idea. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. I want to. I'm in true Nashville co-write. I want a piece of that. All right, just so you know.
No problem. You can come on the road and do some singing.
Done. I'll start the fire. That's okay. It. I'll just stoke the fire. Just once in a while, I'll come up, poke the fire, make sure it's good.
I love it. Turn a couple logs.
That's right. Make it. Yeah. And then at the end, everyone just gets revealed it's an electric fireplace, right? Like at the end, it's just.
There's a gas tank. It's a propane tank. It's a big one.
Okay. So 10 years on the road with other people. Did you always have a dream that, hey, I can do this? Like, were you just watching it night in and night out thinking, hey, this is what I want to do? Or did you sort of come upon that at some point?
No, I kind of early on in my high school, like in grade 10, I guess, started getting obsessed with music to the point where I just wanted to like play on stages. I was so nervous to do it back then, but I was definitely like, I told my parents, you know, I got some electives in grade 12. I'm not going to do any of the math or sciences. Give me a year after high school. And if I can't pay my bill, I will do something else, but I knew I had to try it. But it was such a cool, unique way to see how the industry worked. And I'm very lucky and thankful for that, because being able to play with other people and kind of see how touring works and radio visits and that sort of thing, really was something I don't take for granted, because it was a crash course.
So
yeah, I would say the dream was always to be solo act. Well, enjoying playing with my friends every night, which was awesome.
I got to ask you a little bit too. So what are some things you did learn about, like, just by watching? Like, is there anything that you took away from being on the road that long? Was it just like how to rest, how to eat, like what, or how not to, I guess? What did you learn?
I learned pretty quick. I mean, it's right down to the little things. Like, I hadn't used in-ear monitors before, so I hadn't played. It's so different, like right from the get-go, playing with those versus the open mics I had played at by myself, which is just using like wedges to hear yourself on stage. Mm-hmm. Those little things are I'm so thankful I kind of got used to them early on. And then, yeah, like you're saying, it's not easy. Like, you're sleeping in hotels and that sort of, and that's not like a feel bad for me, but it's like, you have to figure out how to be in it for the long haul and not tire yourself out. And, as much as we like having beers, try not to go nuts every night and just how to deal with all sorts of different types of people and just try to be easygoing. That's a big thing, is the hang on the road. You want people that you want to be around.
Yeah.
So I tried as much as possible to be that person, while staying true to myself.
Now we fast forward to all of a sudden you get shoved into the country music scene, because your first song, it went like top 20 or something, like the very first one you put out. Did it make it look kind of easy? Did you kind of go, I don't know what everyone was all worked up about. This is pretty good.
Yeah, well, it was strange, because, I mean, all this has happened during a pandemic. So I haven't played these songs a ton. I got to do a couple little things and saw that people knew Lightning, which was really cool to see people sing it back. Cause I haven't in the past, just not playing a bunch, but, it was, I was just on to thinking like, okay, what do we got to do now? To try to put out stuff that I'm really proud of again, cause I'm very proud of Lightning. And I just kind of was right on to like the next project and what should happen next and what I think people might like also. So I would say I didn't want to let people down that were now supporting me, with the next song and the one after that. And then hopefully an album pretty soon. So I kind of was just thinking forward and I'm really looking forward to more live shows because I haven't got to do that very much.
It's so weird to know that you have songs that people know and you've never really played them live. And that's going to be so special. I know Tyler, Joe Miller kind of going through the same thing where,
yeah,
you know, that dude, you know, talk about a guy who did well during the pandemic, 2 number one songs, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. never played the damn things live. Like,
you know? I know he's got such a good voice. I feel like I saw a split second of his show somewhere. But it's a very, very strange thing. I mean, social media has been a pretty cool tool because you can hear that, you know, people have been listening to it and that sort of thing. So that's been awesome, but it's not the same as getting out there and pressing the palms and seeing people face to face.
Got a new song coming out. I'm trying to remember. Is it out in the world like soon, right? Like a brand new song.
Oh yeah. Ain't Like Me. It's out. It's out there. Sweet. We're kind of, I was actually talking to Callum, my music director, last night, trying to, you know, work it into the show in a good spot and getting excited for that. And I'm really excited for people to hear, you know, hear it. And hopefully, thanks to people like you, hopefully hear it on the radio. And I'm going to be doing some acoustic. I think there's plans for a music video and doing some live stuff with it that we'll put out online. So I'm really excited about it.
Give me a little, like 10 second vibe. Like what's the vibe of the song? Is it rock? Is it country? Kind of your own sound? What's the deal?
It's country. I'd say it leans a bit rockier. We put some cool, Todd Clark, my producer, put some really, really cool, electric guitars in it that kind of lean a little bit Kings of Leon-y, which is really cool for me cause I love those guys. And, it's about just kind of, a moment in my life that kind of surprised me. I met a lady during the pandemic, which is very exciting. But I met her in a moment where I was kind of just doing my own thing, living with Stu and Callum. And, she describes this moment where she met me and it was this slow motion thing where I was coming down the stairs. I don't know why, but I was in really short, red shorts, really short shorts and a completely wine stained white hoodie. And she says that's when she knew. So that I had to stick around and she's the best. So it's kind of a little bit about that.
That's weird. Apparently you guys did not meet on a Saturday. Cause I now know that that's not your Saturday outfit. So
that's right. That's right. No laundry day.
Okay. And then, what are you doing? Let's do two questions here in one. What are you doing musically this summer? Can people get a chance to see you across the country? And two, away from music, are you doing anything that's making you feel a little bit more back to normal during the pandemic? Going anywhere, traveling, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm excited. There's a bunch of festivals I'm playing. I'm going out to Pigeon Lake. I'm going all around, all over Canada, playing all the new songs and some people have heard before and some brand new ones that aren't even out yet. So I'm really excited for that. And then, I'm honestly on a more personal level, I'm just excited to be able to hang with more of my buds and, you know, go to cottages and hang out in backyards and things like that. As much as possible. I got a bunch of weddings I got to go to. It's that year for me where a lot of my friends are getting married.
We all have that year.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a trooper and go to all of them or are you going to like, I got a show.
I'm trying to go to all of them. And right now I think it's possible. I haven't been booked on, there's 4 weddings, I believe. So yes. Those dates are good.
If you have one that's iffy and you want me to fake book you, Just send me a little text.
If there's one I don't want to go to. Okay.
Yeah, like if it's like a little on the, you're on the fence, like, oh, I don't know. Like
I don't have that color suit.
Shiloh, can you just fake book me? I don't care. Like, you can just cancel it. We're good.
I'll just come hang out with you for that weekend. I'll bring the beers.
I love it. Do they ask you to play music? Is that awkward? Do you ever like
a couple of them? I've gotten asked. I always say, like, I just want to enjoy like my friend's wedding and seeing them, you know, celebrate them. So if they wanted me to do, like, I would always play. But if they wanted me to do a first dance type thing or like a little acoustic thing, I'm super down for that. I'm in. My rate is $14. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, man. Like, I've been to weddings lately. It just ask for a percentage of their take, right? Like, just ask like a percentage of the presents. That's
not bad. No, I am playing at a couple actually. So I'm excited. It's going to be good. I don't know what I'm playing yet. So that always stresses me out. But if anyone has any suggestions, just shoot them over to me.
I don't know. There's a lot of smart asses out there. You might not want that. You might not. You know.
That's right.
Nate, thank you very much. Let's get together at some point this summer. I'm sure you'll be hanging out where I am.
And, absolutely.
I don't know how it's been so many years, but we'll do this again, hopefully more sooner than later. Okay.
Yeah, I would love that. And thank you so much for all the support so far. And we'll hopefully see you in person soon and be playing shows near you and that sort of thing. So,
and the new single and tour dates, you can find them all at your website, which is?
Yeah, NateHoller.com. I'll be posting a lot on Instagram and we're finalizing some more. So we're going to be updating that really soon.
Especially on those, maybe those iffy wedding days. All right. Well, I'll know. Right. If you get something booked now, I'll be like, oh, he didn't want to go to that guy's.
If I text you the word pineapple, you got to book me on it.
That's the code. yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.